Hi, this is David Kay, and you're listening to Altered Geek. 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 Geek.
In vintage and gold realm, where the fans unite, Steve Megatron leads us, igniting the night. Talking movies and games, pop culture galore. Altered Geek vibes always leaving us wanting more. Get altered, get geeky, it's a wild ride. Join the discussion, let's dive into lore. From Star Trek to Transformers, we're ready to soar. Superheroes clash as we spark up the flame. Altered Geek Podcast, remember the name.
Hello and welcome to Altered Geek. I'm your host, Steve Megatron. Welcome back to another episode of Altered Geek. I am happy that you're here to explore this week's adventure into geekdom. I have some interesting articles, you could say, and conversation pieces, not only for this show, but just kind of in general. I, of course, appreciate you listening to this episode on geekcastradio.com. And if you're not, why are you not there? There's plenty of great things to explore on the website, not only in the realms of podcasting, but we have video content as well. So you might be wondering, what all is there? Well, we have articles, we have staff blogs, where I rant and rave. We have the top 100 countdown. We have the Geek Meter. We have video content from Captain Ruggles Gaming, Geek Showcase, the Comic Concierge, Kai Dragon Media, and of course, some old content from Altered Geek. So, how the heck are you guys? What's going on? Like, what is something that's just interesting you in this geeky era that we're kind of sitting in? I've been sitting on a lot of rants lately. And if you're not familiar with Headshot, it's an old podcast. You'll never find it. It's been scrubbed. If you do by chance have it, lucky you. Yeah. So I have been having an interesting time, and among the many things that are in this episode, sorry if there's a little bit of a clipping there, my dog was howling and I had to put a stop to it. So anyways, I've been enjoying some Dragon Ball Super, getting back involved with Dragon Ball Z and all of the content therein. I've been more or less just kind of coasting through various media. I saw Transformers 1, great movie. I questioned the marketing of that film because they showed the worst parts in the trailer, in addition to just not showing enough of it, I guess. It's probably the best Transformers film that we've gotten since the first 2007 film, and then prior to that, the 1986 film. I would argue, I mean, yeah, there's some things in it. Yeah, there's some swearing. Yeah, there's some dismemberment. There's some stuff. And there's people that are clamoring about how horrible it is and everything. And, you know, oh, you screwed up the G1 formula, which I love G1. Don't get me wrong. I love it in general. We're never getting G1 again. Yes, they will always go back to the cues and the visualizations and similarities of it. They're never going back to G1 proper. It's like Beast Wars. As much as I hate Kingdom, it was a different iteration. It reintroduced the toys and the aspects of having all of that kind of show in the limelight. Again, even though the voice acting was terrible. But nevertheless, I feel like this film did what the 2007 film did for Transformers and revitalizing it back at that point. And what Beast Wars did after G1 kind of died out. So I feel like this is that new era, that new iteration that is going to kind of bring us into the future of Transformers. We'll always get random stuff that's G1 styled. But as far as the media, it's it's very fitting. And then I saw an awesome clip that somebody put together on YouTube, and I can't remember who or where. They clipped it together, like portions of Transformers 1 and part of the story and the characterizations and things like that. And they mixed it with Transformers Prime, with the aligned continuity, like the part where Prime forgot Megatron was evil and called him Megatronus, and then Megatron stood down and he's like, Orion. And Prime, you know, and him were friends, and he's like, what is happening, old friend? And they're, you know, just thick as thieves again. It's interesting because it fits really, really, really well with that continuity. So I would recommend watching Transformers 1 and then going to that portion where Prime loses his memory in Transformers Prime. It's very fitting, sadly enough. Like I said, it was a good film. And like I said, I've been enjoying Dragon Ball Super, Dragon Ball Z. I've been going back and rewatching stuff. Some of the stuff continuity wise is really weird because, I mean, you get some stuff that just doesn't quite line up, especially with like Supreme Kai and things like that, and Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball Super. It's different. And then we've got, you know, of course, the manga going a little bit farther than the show, and the show will eventually get there, which I'm looking forward to. In the meantime, I'm going to read the manga, which I have not done in 20 years. Gosh, that's a long time ago. 38 now. When I started Geekcast Radio, I was in my early 20s, and the funny thing is like I was 15 the last time I read like a Dragon Ball Z manga, that I bought one in comic form. So it's surreal to kind of go back to that. I used to have one of those old Beckett Dragon Ball Z like magazines. It had like all of this information. Like it was basically an encyclopedia magazine, and for the life of me, cannot find it. I think I threw it out a number of years ago because I'm like, I'm never going to do this podcast that I was holding on to it for. And the sad thing is I'm probably going to end up doing that podcast, even if it's solo, just as something to kind of run through fresh with Dragon Ball Z. I'll probably do Dragon Ball Z Kai because the voice acting is better. They cut a lot of the filler and I'll get through it faster. And then going into Dragon Ball Super. And then they're going to have Dragon Ball Daima, and then it'll go into like Dragon Ball Z, the end. And then technically GT, even though GT doesn't really take place in continuity. And then there's Dragon Ball, or Super Dragon Ball Heroes or something. It's basically for a card game, but they did do an animation piece, and they've got, you know, like Super Saiyan 4 Goku with Super Saiyan Blue Goku and Ultra Instinct and, you know, all these different characters, and kind of takes place after Super, even though it's not really in continuity. So it's really strange and it's fun at the same time. I've been really enjoying going back and rewatching a lot of that. So yeah, in the meantime, I don't know about you, but I kind of go through LinkedIn for a lot of my entertainment news. I've gone through this massive purge on my Facebook and Twitter account recently. And I'll get into that in a minute. But it's more so I'm using these two apps, one of them that will help me filter down. Like I had so many groups popping up with crap that somehow I'd followed over the years and I couldn't get rid of it fast enough. Like, cause there was just so many that I'd followed or that I'd join the groups or that I'd liked a page or I'd followed a page, and I just couldn't get rid of them all. I ended up looking and I was in like 300 some groups on Facebook, and I've whittled that down to 38. And then the likes, I went from, I don't know, 300, maybe, no, it was like 500 something liked pages or followed pages total, altogether. And I used this Facebook all-in-one plugin for Chrome, and then if you review it, they give you like 2 weeks of, you know, you can like do a mass selection of dumping of stuff, And I was just going through and just mass dumping and purging stuff. And it manually, like, it will go through and it will unlike all the pages for you simply by hitting a checkbox on all of the things. And I was relieved because my feed has gone from a lot of nonsense and garbage back to, and this is just Facebook I'm talking about at the moment, has gone back to the things I enjoyed about Facebook back in like 2010, 2012, before it kind of got hyperbolic and screwed up and very politicized or very like the dark side of social media, basically. I've gotten it back to this point where I enjoy the interactions. I actually see the interactions with people that I used to interact with a lot more, but I didn't see because of all of the crap cluttering my feed. Not to mention, I also went to Twitter or X, and I found it's like a social media management software, and I figured out ways around it so that it's because I used to use Untweeps back when that was around to find who was not only not following me, but also to find out who was a dead account. So like if they hadn't posted in 3 months, like I was like, okay, you're fair game to be tossed off the side of the cliff there. And so I would unfollow them and I'm like, you know, whatever. So I had also taken a new approach with my social media feeds. Anything political or like spiteful or hateful or just toxic behavior, doesn't matter what side of the line, doesn't matter. If any of them were like kind of a waste of my time and very toxic, I dumped them. And I actually wrote an article about that, about why it's okay to unfollow toxic people on social media. I mean, it's basically like a digital detox. Like, I felt so much better going onto my social media at that point because I knew it was going to be things I enjoyed. Not things that were going to become polarized, not things that are going to become, and I'm still not done purging, but it's cleaned up so much. I'm seeing people I used to interact with 10, 12 years ago and in my feed, and I'm like genuinely interested in the content being posted because, again, it's things that are kind of lively or uplifting, or they're just entertaining. Like, there's no preconceived notions, no angles. It's literally just curating your feed to include positive influences and people who share your interests, you know. And honestly, I feel like that's where a lot of the negativity and the depression comes from, because people get caught up in that whirlwind of negativity that surrounds the discussions on, you know, pop culture, war, politics, whatever. And, you know, while it's important to stay informed, it's equally important to recognize when certain accounts or individuals are consistently bringing you down. So unfollowing or muting these accounts can be a form of self-care. Doesn't mean you're ignoring problems in the world. It just means you're choosing to engage with them on your own terms and in a way that doesn't compromise your mental health. And to be honest, the last several years, probably the last 5 years, I've really toned down my use of social media. I've hung out more on Discord because, again, it's like a small niche community that I can hang out with and just talk about geek culture. And it's something I miss from the days of like the bulletin boards and the forums and things like that. So I'm very much a proponent for, yes, if something's, you know, if you believe in something and you want to get involved, all by all means do it. Like, don't feel like that's a, you know, thing you should have to, oh, I got to skirt across that because I might offend somebody. No, I mean, if you're genuinely, you know, for something, why not? Like, but I'm personally purging the negativity, building the geek community, the clean and kind of just something where people are just passionate and, you know, make you laugh, constructively challenge you, you know, things like that. Like, I don't have to have the same opinion as other people, and that's fine. Like, they don't have same opinion as me. That's fine too. Like, I can get along with anybody. It doesn't matter. I'm just, and I'm being very careful here on how I word this, because it's just, everybody has their own opinion. Everybody has their own beliefs. Everybody has everything. I'm trying to connect on the things that we all have in common. And I guess that's where the positivity comes from in the social media feeds. So again, I have an article about that on geekcastradio.com. I also, I had something happen with, you know, a Say Yes scam, which I wrote another article about, because I've had my private data leaked. AT&T, Colorado Medicaid, job background checks, slew of other sites. And what these sneaky sites do is they start by targeting unsuspecting people in what seems like kind of harmless chit chat. They want to get you to say yes, and then they hang up. So in my scenario, they called me and they said, you know, are you Stephen Phillips? And I was like, it is I, which is not the answer they want. I just answer that because I don't know who it is, and it's my sarcastic way of being non-compliant. It's also just because that's my personality, and I don't ever say yes to things. I learned that a long time ago, because if you say yes to something without finding out what they're calling about or what they're asking you to do, it usually turns out poorly. So I like to get the information before I admit anything as far as helping or doing something, because I need the data to properly think about and prioritize it. Especially being an introvert, that is key to me. I need the information. So anyways, they called. They wanted me to do this. They ask, you know, these things that are kind of creating a sense of urgency, and why it's good to not answer the phone with yes or to say yes during your conversation, is they are getting sneakier. They also want, you know, your personal information, which usually they've got a lot of it because it's been compromised. They, you know, legit companies don't ever ask you for your social or, you know, bank account or passwords or any of that crap. I had somebody try that on me with my Hotmail account years ago, a couple of years ago, when somebody stole my phone number right out from my phone while I was using it, transferring it to another phone, which was ridiculous. I had to fight that one for a while. But anyways, they'll call and they'll basically use your yes as an authentication to set up a bank account or other things that they have to use. So somebody I know uses like the Next Generation episode, Darmok and Jalad at Tanagra, Shaka when the walls fall or fell, as a way of being non-compliant. My particular scenario, they asked, you know, they wanted me to say the word, and I said, it is I. Not exactly what they wanted. They asked, can you hear me? And I replied, I can. Now, who are you calling from? They asked me again, and I repeated, I can. This prompted them to hang up. And I've seen, like I said, I've seen this. It's very dodgy. So I would do some research on it, but yeah. So kind of, I have other articles on Geekcast Radio. I have some from like enhancing your privacy on Windows 10 and 11 with BC White Privacy Guard, software that disables like Windows 11 recall. It also has privacy stuff to help you lock down Windows 11 from a lot of call home features or downloadable information. I have also on my recent blogs, like Are We Unleashing the Geek Anymore? The impact of misinformation of geek culture, predominantly websites that use dodgy narratives to get people involved. There's also the detrimental impact of clickbait junk reviews on geek culture and I name drop a few of them just for good measure because, you know, they're irritating and they're very flashy headlines and, you know, very clickbaity. And I see this one particular one about William Shatner a lot. Like, they regurgitate this across multiple websites about him. Oh, the Trek guy would, you know, Gene Roddenberry be rolling in his grave. And I've never watched Star Trek. And, you know, I would come back and play Captain Kirk under these circumstances. And so I see like variations of the same article pop up everywhere. And they just kind of milk it, which is annoying. Again, like there's, you know, a lot of these things, and that's, these are on the website, like I said. I wrote one about, you know, going solo for indie podcasting and why podcasting conventions are a waste of time for independents. The streaming wars from a la carte dreams to physical media is on the website. And that one I didn't do, but I did When Is It Okay to Reboot a Franchise? Why Physical Media is King in the Era of Streaming Uncertainty. Of course, that was properly timed yesterday, 10-1, October 1st, right as they were dumping stuff from the WB app. And of course, now there's the entire Indiana Jones saga is removed. And yeah, we're getting to that point where people are going to want to start ponying up and getting physical media once more. And then I wrote a recent article about the misnomer of video podcasts, why they're not true podcasts. But enough about my articles and all of my rants. I'm going to get over to some of the news stuff that I saw, like Disney keeps cutting TV staff jobs. And of course, I've seen something about Paramount Plus dumping their people too. And we're going to hit this point where a lot of between news stations and local stations, and like they're cutting the TV staff jobs right now at Disney, but they've also cut teams on ABC and Hulu Originals. They're really trying to save a buck because they're all hurting from the streaming empire. Like Disney merges ABC online, the Hulu online studios into Disney and kind of folds a lot of things together and removes redundancies. So we're going to see a lot more layoffs in the entertainment stream before this is all over. Sadly. And, you know, then there's a multitude of other things that are kind of going on in geek culture, such as DCU is going to have a Robin animated movie focusing on Batman's Dick Grayson and Jason Todd as a part of some of their exclusive films. It's going to be called Dynamic Duo, The Story of Robins. Then, of course, we have, finally, an Xbox One emulator coming to PC, but it's kind of, it's not actually emulation, so it'll be interesting to see how that comes out to play, especially because I used to use emulation quite a bit. Then, of course, we have something huge coming from California. California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a bill into law that will force storefronts to admit that you don't actually own your digitally purchased games, films, and TV shows. You're licensing them. Good. That is a good thing to tell people, because I love physical media for that reason. I like digital as much as everybody else, but physical, they can't take it away from you. I mean, point in case, I still have Unreal Tournament 2004, Unreal Tournament 3. Have I played them in the recent times? Probably one of them 6 months ago, and then before that, like 6 years before that. But the point of the matter is, you cannot get your hands on a legal copy of Unreal Tournament at all. And it's kind of painful because, again, This is an issue with modern gaming. Games that require online connectivity to play are generally just licenses. And the consumer should be aware of this because you don't own it. If you're streaming it, you don't own it. Now, this is why I don't like multiplayer games. And then also, like, they have this thing that, you know, of course you cheat and get caught, you get banned. Well, the ban is just the company revoking the license to continue accessing the online service. So why can you not continue to play the game? Like, I used to, you know, cheat on my games and, you know, but I was playing by myself. Like, these games, and I get that they're not cheap, and there's maintenance, and there's creation, and there's marketing, and there's all this stuff. I think that I would like to see us get back to games that we don't need multiplayer, that we don't need to be online. And if we want to pay for an expansion, we'll pay for the expansion. But I don't particularly love what they're doing to video games. And that's why I never buy new ones. Quite honestly, like, unless I can get it for free, like legally through Steam or something, I just don't get them. I don't play. I don't care. So in addition to that, as most of you know, the Beast Unleashed, like the name of the podcast, the art and the slogan were all stolen by Monster Energy Drink at some point within the last 2 years. And it's funny because, like, a lot of the stuff that we come up with a naming convention for, somebody else takes the name and runs with it. Like, there's another person on, like, X that's taking Cobra Cast, which I'll admit we never got off the ground, but I did have the artwork made and the title. So it's kind of interesting there. I would have to change it if we were going to ever do a G.I. Joe podcast at this point, because we had nothing come out to warrant keeping that name convention. So, but yeah, it's just kind of funny. Not to go in rambly zone, let me dial down with some feedback. So before we close out the episode, I'm going to read some feedback from Brad. This is some feedback on the last episode of Altered Geek. He says, I saw TF1 a few weeks ago as part of an early fan screening. Lucky dog. It's the first time I've ever seen a film before its release with fans and with more than a dozen people in the theater. There were about 250 fans. Not only did I enjoy the experience, but the film as well. It was composed by Brian Tyler, who did Transformers Prime. And since that's my favorite series, I love the music in Transformers 1 as well. I think that the audio tracks and the voice performances and the music were spot on. I felt like it was a great film. And the fact that it's done by Brian Tyler, also who did Prime, it is fitting that somebody actually put those two together on YouTube. There's literally a clip of it. I don't remember the name of it, and I wish I did, but it's on there. He says, anyone expecting a faithful retelling of the Transformers origin story will be probably disappointed. The franchise reboots every few years, and this is just yet another instance of that. But I enjoyed it, and now the backstory is complete. I look forward to another couple of films in this universe. I agree, my friend. I genuinely really, really, really love this film for what it is. And it's great. I was quite surprised. And that's just my honest answer there. So he also says, as for podcast length, you're right. It should be about as long as it needs to be. As a long haul truck driver, I have plenty of time to listen to podcasts. Some are 2 to 3 hours, others are 20 minutes. As long as the subject is interesting, I play the episode that fits how much time I have to listen. Thanks for all you and Mike do. Yeah, I appreciate it. And I agree. Like, I can feel myself dwindling here And so that's why I'm going to wind this down as soon as I'm done, because I don't want to become like an echo chamber where it's just pointless. So again, he follows up with a second email saying, P.S. I wasn't a fan of the voice cast. Hemsworth accent came through at times. I did hear that, and it was kind of bothersome. I didn't like listening to it and hearing like Steve Buscemi or a couple of members of the Avengers, or I don't know. I didn't really care for the voice. I didn't like the voice of Megatron. That's what he says. I didn't either. He says now that it's a success, hopefully they get voice actors for the next one to save some budget. They probably won't, because they'll think that people signed on for the characters, although I know it didn't make a huge amount of budget. So only time will tell there. But we'll see. We'll see. But yeah, so I'm going to sign off this episode of Altered Geek. You can, of course, interact with the show on geekcastradio.com. I've been your host, Steve Megatron. Be sure to check us out on the episode post as well as RSS feed. You can interact with me on X at SCP21. And until next time, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks. Riding the waves of sci-fi and tech, we'll conquer the cosmos, what the heck? From Batman's shadows to Iron Man's flight, our geeky adventures take off like a kite. In a world where pixels paint the skies, gather round friends, let's amplify our cries. Wolverine's claws sharpen, the battles ignite. Steve's got the insights guiding us right. Altered Geeks here, no limits in sight. Join the discussion, let's dive into lore. From Star Trek to Transformers, we're ready to soar. Superheroes clash as we spark up the flame. Altered Geek Podcast, remember the name. From classic icons to new sci-fi dreams, with every episode we'll unravel the themes. Let's geek out and laugh, keep the spirits high. Together we'll journey, reaching for the sky. Join the discussion, let's dive into lore. From Star Trek to Transformers, we're ready to soar. Superheroes clash as we spark up the flame. Altered Geek Podcast, remember the name.